Okay, so for the second part of this shiur, now that we've had the background for the idea that for the mitzvah of Zachar, we've gone through the makar for it, you know, how you do it exactly, who's chayiv in the mitzvah, etc. Obviously, there are a number of suggestions for what a person could do if they're in quarantine in order to fulfill the mitzvah that already emerged from the first part of what we discussed. But there's some things head-on that I'd like to discuss. For a person who can't make the shul, there's a big question about whether it is possible, whether it is acceptable to schlep around a Sefer Torah to make a minyan for that person, or to schlep around a Sefer Torah at all. I'm not suggesting this is a good idea medically, but let's say it were possible that there was a community Sefer Torah available to be brought to your house, or that somebody down the block had a Sefer Torah available. Is that better to schlep it over to your house? Do you need a minyan? Do you not need a minyan? Etc. Okay. So when it comes to this issue about schlepping around the Sefer Torah, the first thing that you have to know is that there's an issur to schlep around the Sefer Torah. For starters, you find in the Zohar, in Parshas Vayechi Daf Chaf Hei, where the Zohar speaks very, very harshly about people schlepping around a Sefer Torah. In fact, the Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, quotes that Zohar in the Maror Katziya, and he's very, very machmer about moving around Sefer Torah because of that. The Gra is cited, is referenced in Ma'aseh Rav and in Oskuv Chavtes, that he had this psak that the Kriyas Torah with the Tzibur go to the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah does not get schlepped to the Kriyas Torah from one shul to another shul, etc. So more than that is the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer, Waldenberg, was addressing the issue of what to do in the Kotel Plaza. Kotel Plaza, there's all these minyanim all over the place. They don't keep Sefer Torah everywhere. You go to the place where, to the Aron that has a Sefer Torah by the furthest northern part, and you take a Sefer Torah and you bring it to your minyan. So he wasn't so happy about this, because you're not allowed to schlep around Sefer Torah. And one of the things that he does, he points to the Gemara in Sota Daf Lametes on Beis, where the Gemara is discussing the conduct that the Tzibur is supposed to have when the Sefer Torah is in Shul. And the Gemara references the Pasuk of Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu, you have to go after Hashem. And this is the basis, that you go after Hashem. You go schlepping after the Torah. The Torah doesn't go schlepping to you. So, and also, is the Yushami in the seventh parak of Yuma. The Yushami in parak Zayin, the Halacha Aleph, discusses, that's the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah of that parak, discusses that when the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur finishes the Avoda, he has to lane. And the Mishnah says that there's a whole procession, that you, there's a whole chain of people passing on the Sefer Torah that they got from the basic Knesset. There was a basic Knesset right next door to on Har HaBayis. Tiferes Yisrael says that it was on by the eastern gate. There was a basic Knesset over there. They would take the Sefer Torah and they would schlep it over to the Ezras Nashim, where the Kohen Gadol would be laning. And the Mishnah says that the Chazan and the Knesset would pass the Sefer Torah over to the Rosh HaKnesses. The Rosh HaKnesses would give it to the Skan, and the Skan would give it to the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara asks, how could you possibly do this? Every time we always say that you're supposed to go schlepping yourself after the Torah. We don't schlep the Sefer Torah to you. How could they do this? So it seems pretty clear that you're not supposed to go schlepping the Sefer Torah around. On the other hand, there are a few Gemaras where we see the opposite. For example, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chaf Alpha and Beis. We know that the Torah requires a king to write a Sefer Torah and that he has to keep it with him always. The Mishnah over there on Chaf Alpha Beis says that no matter where he goes, he has to take it with him. We know that the Gemara in Yuma in the Bavli says in Daf Ayin that when the Kohen Gadol finished his Kriyas HaTorah, then all the Jews who were present on Yom Kippur would bring Sefer Torah from presumably their houses in order to bring it over to the Azara. How could they do that? How are they schlepping around the Sefer Torah? It seems to be that it's okay from those Gemaras. So which one is it? So if you read in the continuation of that Yerushalmi, that's the key, and it's the ambiguity over here and the confusion in this Yerushalmi that caused much spilled ink in the Rishonim and the Achronim and the Poskim. The Yerushalmi says, to answer that question, how is it that we schlep the Sefer Torah over to the Kohen Gadol? How can we do that? I thought we always say that you schlep yourself over to the Sefer Torah. Ella, Ayideshim b'nei Adam HaGidolim, that because they are great people, they're big people, they're men of stature, HaTorah alamehen. The Torah is exalted, is uplifted through them. And so that's why it's okay. It's okay to schlep the Sefer Torah over them because they are b'nei Adam Gidolim. That's what the Yishlami says. So the Gemara in the Yishlami goes on to say, aye, but in Bavel, we know that they schlepped the Sefer Torah over to the Resh Galusa. The Resh Galusa might have been the head, he might have been the political leader of the Jews, but he wasn't an Adam Gadol. He wasn't like the Bnei Adam Gadol that we're talking about over here. How could they do that? So the Gemara says, no, don't worry about the Resh Galusa. The Resh Galusa was from Zerah Shel David. That was what they did. That was what their custom, apparently. That's why it was okay. But I guess under normal circumstances, then someone, you know, of the same stature as Resh Galusa, it would not have been okay to shlep a Sefer Torah to him. So, but either way, you see that for Bnei Adam Gedolim, it's okay to shlep a Sefer Torah. The problem is the Hagos Ashri. There's a Hagos Ashri. Remember, the Hagos Ashri is a Talmud of the Maram Rutenberg. And he writes these Hagos, he writes these glosses on the Rosh's Pesachim. Now, this is Rav Yisrael of Krems. Remember, we talked about him last time. He was the great-grandfather of the Trumas Hadesh, Rav Yisrael Isserlin. So the Hagos Ashri is writing these glosses on the Rosh. And this is the Hagos Ashri in the first parak of Brachas in Siman Zayin. What's going on over there in the Gemara? What's going on over there in the Pesachim? The Gemara's and Dav Zayin of the Beis, Dav Ches Min Aleph are discussing the importance of davening with a tzibur. So the Hagos Ashri discusses, what about if you have a person who can't make it to shul? Should we get a minion to go to his house? So the Hagos Ashri says, Chola sheyachol achavin yavo asar v'yisbal imo. If you have a chola, if a person who's ill, if he's able to focus, then yeah, a minion should come to his house and they should daven with him. Says the Hagos Ashri, v'im hu adam chashev, if he is a person who's chashev, he's a person of stature, he's important, adam chashev b'iro, he's a person of stature in his city, mevi'in lo sefer Torah b'beisa, we bring him a sefer Torah in his house, v'yikru asan, they should read about Sarah with a minion, umet shemes balanimo, that daven with him. Okay, what's the problem with Hagos Ashri? So the Hagos Ashri actually is the way that a Rav paskened. There was a Rav that paskened, that there was a Gavra Rabba who came to town, and he paskened. The fellow wasn't able to make it to shul. So this Rav, his name was Rav Ava Itz Shalom, he paskened that it was okay to bring him in into his house, bring in Sefer Torah along with the Aron, and daven over there. Maybe they were davening Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, etc. So what was the problem? The problem was that he had chaverim who attacked him because of a Mordechai. There's a Mordechai in the first part of Rosh Hashanah that quotes a tshuva about people who are in prison. And what do you do? Can you bring a Sefer Torah to people who are imprisoned? And now, which tshuva would you expect him to be quoting? What would you expect the Mordechai? Who do you expect the Mordechai to be quoting for a tshuva about people in prison, if you're allowed to bring Sefer Torah to him? So, ironically or not ironically, he's quoting his Rebbe. He's quoting a tshuva from the Maharam Rutenberg. Now, I don't know if it's ironic or not ironic. Maybe the Maharam Rutenberg was addressing a tshuva that was related to him or the Jews who were with him. But we know that the Maharam Rutenberg was held in prison for many years until he died, and he refused to let people ransom him because he thought it would send a vicious trend in the Jewish community that people would just kidnap Gedolei Adar and ransom them off. So either way, in that Mordechai, the Mordechai in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah in Siman Tafshin Yod or in Os Tafshin Yod, the Mordechai says, I found in the tshuva that if you have people who are held in prison, you do not bring a Sefer Torah to them. Ein mevi'in etzlam Sefer Torah, afilu Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur. How do I know this? What's the tshuva basing this psak on? As we find in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, you don't go schlepping around a Sefer Torah to people. The Yerushalmi says, you're only bringing it to people who are Bnei Adam, Gedolim, that's the people who you schlep it around to, that they are Gedolim b'Torah. Those are the people that you schlep around the Sefer Torah to, not to regular run-of-the-mill people. So because of this Mordechai, because of this Yerushalmi, the chaverim of this Rav attacked him, and they said, how could he pass in that for a regular, he's a guy of a rabbi, but you have to be a gadol b'Torah in order for you to be the type of person that we're willing to schlep around the Sefer Torah. So now this Shaila comes to the Maran Padua's desk. The Maran Padua is Rav Meir Katzinel and Bogen. Katzinel and Bogen is just the town in Germany where he was born. He was, we're talking about right now, the very late 1400s, early 1500s. the Maram, the Maram Padova, he starts off in Katzenel and Boga. That's where he's born. He goes to learn by Rabbi Yaakov Palak, and then who is in Prague, and then he goes to learn by Mari Mintz in Padova. Ultimately, Mari Mintz actually had a granddaughter that he married. Either way, so that's he becomes the Maram Padova. So Rav Meir Katzenel and Bogan, or the Maram Padova, is he receives this question. He said from the Rav. The Rav says, I passed him that it was okay to bring a Sefer Torah over there, to Shlaya, and to have a minion over there at this fellow's house, at this Gavra Rabba's house, at this great person's house. But they attacked me from the Mordechai in Rosh Hashanah. That it says that it has to be specifically people who are Gadol Matorah. So the Maram Padova says, you're right. This is a great question. On the one hand, we do have the Agos HaShri that seems to be in your favor. The Agos HaShri, we know, says that an Adam Chashev, even for an Adam Chashev, you can have an Adam Chashev Iro as a person you can bring him in. But the fact of the matter is that even if the Agos HaShri does say that, the Yerushalmi is against it. The Mordechai seems to be against it. So what's going on over here? Which one is it? What is considered to be an Adam Chashev, a person of stature, that you're allowed to schlep around the Sefer Torah to his house in order to make a minion to learn from? So the Maram Padova explains, and what emerges from the Maram from the Maharam Padova is the following two major issues. First of all, he says that the version of the Mordechai is the correct version of the Yushalmi. It was the one that he prefers, is that the Yushalmi shouldn't read as we had it. How did we have the Yushalmi? If you recall, the Yushalmi, the way that we have this, is Ayidei Shehein B'nei Adam Gedolim, that through the fact that they are B'nei Adam Gedolim, great people, HaTorimus Alaman, the Torah is uplifted. It doesn't say that they are B'nei Adam who are Gedolim B'Torah in our version, it just says that they are B'nei Adam Gedolim, therefore the Torah is Misalaman. But the Mordechai's version is that they are B'nei Adam who are Shehem Gedolim B'Torah, they are Gedolim B'Torah. So it's specifically people who are great in Torah, Gedolei Adar, Tamid HaChachamim, those are the people who have Shabbat Sefer Torah for. So the Maram Padova says that's the correct version of the Yushalmi. And in fact, that actually is very helpful. Why? Because the Yushalmi is saying that if a person is a Gadol B'Torah, then you're allowed to shlep a Sefer Torah in. That's why they weren't allowed to shlep it to the Reish Galusa. That's why we think that you shouldn't be allowed to, even though it turns out that it was okay because he was a descendant from David. But the fact of the matter is, it's just by being a political leader, that's not enough to warrant schlepping a Sefer Torah over to you. What about the Agos HaShri? The Agos HaShri seemed to say that if a person is an Adam Chashev Be'iro, that's sufficient in order to be able to schlep over the Sefer Torah in. So the Maram Padova suggests that the Agos HaShri is discussing specifically a person who is an Adam Chashev Be'iro, that he was a Gadol B'Torah. But otherwise, it wouldn't have been acceptable. So the first major important point from the Maram Padova is that with the Yushalmi is specifically an Adam Chashev who is an Adam Gadol B'Torah. He has to be Chashev B'Torah in order for us to schlep around and Sefer Torah. The second major point that the Maram Padova says is to this Rav is that, by the way, you don't have to be so nervous. The truth of the matter is that you told me that you had them put the Sefer Torah in an Aron by this fellow who they were making a minion for. Once you're doing that, there's no problem. The issue that we have with schlepping around the Sefer Torah is that we don't schlep it around. It has a makom yuchad. It has a designated place in the Aron Kodesh, in the Beit HaKnesses. So that's how it works. You don't go schlepping it around. But if you're telling me that you established a new place, that there's a makom kavua for this Aron, and his lashon over here is amnam kiminik shalanu ukovda didach. L'yachid teva v'aron al yom o yomayim, that you designated a teva v'aron, you had a bima, you had an aron, for a day or two, v'laseis bo sefer Torah, to put the sefer Torah into it, u'otzio, v'shas hakriyan, to take it out when you need to, and to put it down on the bima, and then you put it back when you're done, that's not a problem. There's no issue over there. That's not a disgrace to the Sefer Torah, because you have a designated place for it. The issue that we have with schlepping around the Sefer Torah is if you don't have a designated place for it. So again, from the Maram Padova, two major important points that emerge. The first is that when the Yushalmi says you're allowed to schlep around the Sefer Torah for an Adam Gadol, it's specifically for a person who is a Gadol B'Torah. The second is that even if it's not a Gadol B'Torah, it seems to be that it's okay, as long as there's a makom miyuchad, that there's a designated place to keep that Sefer Torah, then that's fine. That's what emerges from the Maharam Padova. Now, how do we paskin? So if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, interestingly, the Mechaber, Rav Yosef Karo, does not paskin like the Maran Padua. If you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf Lamed Hei, he paskins explicitly like the Mordechai. The Mechaber in Simon Kuf Lamed Hei, Sif Yadalit, says, B'nei Adam HaChavushin Beveis HaSurin, if you have people who are imprisoned, Ein Mevin Etzalam Sefer Torah, you do not bring a Sefer Torah, Afil the Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur, even Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur. Doesn't make any exceptions, he just has the rule. In other words, he just copied and pasted straight out of the Mordechai that we saw together in Rosh Hashanah. Now, but if you look at the Ramah paskins like the Maran Padua. The Ramah says, but by the way, if you make sure to bring an Aron and you keep it there for a couple of days, or if it's an Adam Chashuv, then there's no problem. Then there's no problem bringing a Sefer Torah. Regarding that Ramah, we know that the Gra paskins right on the spot. He says, yeah, obviously the Adam Chashuv that we're talking about has to be a Galut B'Torah, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins also. Mishnah Berurah over there in Sifkat Nun says that it has to be specifically a Galut B'Torah. So what we have here then is that the Mechaber seems to paskin like the literal words of the Mordechai. And for anybody who's being held in prison, it's not okay to bring a Sefer Torah to them. It sounds like in all circumstances. But then the Ramah qualifies, and the Ramah quotes from the Maran, basically paskin like the Maran Padua. Well, actually, if you make sure that it's that you have an Aron, you have things set up beforehand, you have the Sefer Torah set up beforehand a couple of days, or if it's an Aron Chashuv, then there's no problem. So what emerges then, just to summarize what we have then, is that when it comes to moving around in Sefer Torah, definitely there are problems with moving around in Sefer Torah. From the Yerushalmi, it seems to be that if you're moving it around for Aron Gadol, then there's no problem. The question is going to be, who is an Aron Gadol? From the Mordechai's Lashon, it sounds like it has to be specifically a person who is a Gadol B'Torah, but we have the Agos Hashri, sounds like an Adam Chashuv. If it's an Adam Chashuv Iro, that's also okay. The Maran Padua explained that it's specifically an Adam Gadol who is a Gadol B'Torah. That's the kind of person you're allowed to slip around the Sefer Torah for, not a regular run-of-the-mill guy. When you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber seems to paskin like the literal Lashon of the Mordechai, that if a person is held imprisoned, then you're not allowed to bring a Sefer Torah to him. But the Ramah paskins like the Maran Padua. Now, then the way that it's emerging then is, what exactly is a Gadol? What are we considering? When the Yerushalmi says Gadolim, what does that mean? So if you were to ask the Maran Padua or the Gra, they would say it's a Gadol B'Torah. And interestingly, if you were to ask the Tashbits, he would tell you something different. What do I mean? The Tashbits, who's the Tashbits? When I say the Tashbits, I'm talking about the Tashbits Katan. Tashbits Katan is Rav Shimshon Bar Tzadok. What's unique about Rav Shimshon Bar Tzadok, and why is it called Tashbits? It's called Tashbits because it's the Talmud, or it's the Tshuvos of Rav Shimshon Bar Tzadok. Who was he? He was a Talmud of the Rambam Rothenberg. What was unique about him? What was unique about him is that he went to visit, or maybe he was with him, in the tower where the Maran Rutenberg was being held in prison, and he would ask him shilas, and he would copy down whatever the Maran Rutenberg said in order so that they kept the book of all the Maran Rutenberg's psukim and all of his anhagas. So the Tashbit actually thinks he quotes from the Maran Rutenberg that the Maran Rutenberg held that an Adam Gadol includes an usher. So much so that it'll be okay to give an usher, a person who's just a wealthy person, an aliyah over a Talmud Chacham. That's what he says. Because of this Tashbits Kata, so there's a Chuvah in Ramosha Weinstein. Ramosha, in Igris Moshe Archaim Chelik Aleph, Lama Dalit over there, Ramosha had a Shaila about a Chassan, that the Chassan's family wanted to be able to make Minyanim all by themselves. But the problem was that they would have to be schlepping the Sefer Torah from the shul out. So the shaila was if they were allowed to do that. Now, obviously, they were dealing with, maybe there was a Shabbat Sheva Brachas or something, and they had tons of aliyahs that they wanted to give out to the various family members, but they weren't a very wealthy family, and it wasn't like if they participated in the shul that they'd be giving very much money to to the shul. The question was if you were allowed to schlep it out. And what Ramosha basically makes the case is that it's if there's tichli tzibura, and it's part of the excitement and the joy and the drive to get an aliyah because you want the aliyah, then I have precedent for this. What precedent is there? Simchas Torah. On Simchas Torah, we know that people leave and they take the Sefer Torah out of the shul to make other minyanim. And they do this when it's, I shouldn't say to make other minyanim, but in order to be able to get through all the aliyahs. And this is because we want everybody to have an aliyah. Everybody wants an aliyah. So what do you see, says Rav Moshe? You see from Simchas Torah that when there's Tichli Tzibur, because if everyone would be in the same shul, it would be a massive Tichli Tzibur, it would be a massive to be laboring for the Tzibur. So, and it's when you're going to the Torah, it's not that you're schlepping the Torah because you're using it for your own personal needs, it's because you want to get an aliyah. So that's a great chashivas. So that's fine, says Rav Moshe. So similarly for the chassan, it would also be fine as if there's a tircha de tzibur over here, and it's part of because we want everyone to be able to get aliyahs. So then there's room to be meikel. Says Rav Moshe, what about from the fact that it's chassan dom lemelech? Maybe every chassan is considered to be like a melech. Nah, that's not enough. You can't say that that would be enough to say that he's considered to be an adam chashav. You can't say that it's enough to say that he's an adam chashav like a melech. That doesn't work. You'd have to be a melech. An actual melech, in order for us to say you could slip around for a melech. He says, but if you learn like the Tashbetz Katan, it could be that there's a sniff lahakel. Because the Tashbetz Katan clearly understands that in that Gemara, in the Yerushalmi, it didn't mean Adam Chashev, an actual Adam Chashev. It clearly meant even a prominent person, a person who was an usher. And if that's the case, maybe there's a sniff lahakel also. That's where Moshe seems to take, the Tashbetz Katan a little bit seriously. Either way, this is all in terms of who's considered to be the gadol that we talk about in the Gemara Yerushalmi. But what about moving a Sefer Torah for a chola? So what you have to know is that there's two understandings of the Or Zeruah that we find in the Darkei Moshe. The Darkei Moshe quotes the Or Zeruah. Now, what Or Zeruah? The Or Zeruah that we found in the Agos HaShri. The Agos HaShri that we quoted before from Brachos was actually the Agos HaShri citing the Or Zeruah. And what he says over there, based on that understanding from the Or Zeruah, what did it sound like? Did it sound like the elderly, did it sound like the Adam Chashev? It was either the Adam Chashev or the Chola, or the Chola who is an Adam Chashev. Meaning, if you read the Lashon of the Agos HaShri, what does it say? The Chola sheyachol lechayven, if you have a Chola who's able to concentrate, he's able to focus, Yavo asara v'yispal imo, 10 people should come and they should daven with him. V'im hu Adam Chashev, but if he is a person of stature, be'iro, in the city, mevi'im lo Torah bebe, so then you bring the Torah in his house, and they lain with him. What do you see? You see, it says ve'imhu adam chashav ve'iro mevi'im lo Torah beveso. It sounds like it's a continuation. It sounds like you need both. It's not enough for a person to be ill in order for us to say that you can schlep a sefer Torah to his house. It's that if he's an adam chashav who's ill, then you have a right to bring it to this guy's house. Then there's no problem bringing the sefer Torah's house. That's one understanding of the Or Zeruah. But the Darkei Moshe says, if you take a look at the Or Zeruah himself, it actually looks like from the Or Zeruah's lashon itself that he investigated, it sounds like it's either or. It's either a chola or it's an adam chashav. You don't actually need both. But the truth of the matter is that the Rama in Shulchan Aruch, that's what he writes in the Darkei Moshe. The Rama, when he gets around to writing the Rama, the Hagos, on Shulchan Aruch, he paskins like the Hagos HaShri's version of the Or Zeruah. He paskins that it has to be an adam chashav who is a chola. It can't be a chola who's alone a chola. It's just a chola by itself is not sufficient to warrant schlepping around the Sefer Torah to this fellow. Now, that's for the chola. What you should note is the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha is not so thrilled with the Mechaber. The Mechaber, remember, the Shulchan Aruch says that if you have a person who is held in prison, you're not allowed to bring a Sefer Torah to that fellow. So why did he do that? Because he was paskin like the Mordechai. The Mordechai was of the opinion, if you take the literal lashon of the Mordechai, just says general people in general who are in prison, you're not allowed to have a Sefer Torah to them. The Rama qualifies and he says, but by the way, we have the Maran Padua. The Bir Halacha says, I don't understand what the problem is over here. if this is coming, if this is all based on the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to have around the Sefer Torah to random people, that's because you're in the Azara. In the Azara, where the Sefer Torah is available, there's a Sefer Torah right there, and everyone is able to go over to it, then fine. Then, of course, you're not allowed to schlep around the Sefer Torah. You've been just going over to the Sefer Torah. But if a person is held in prison, what's the issue over here? In fact, it's even a good covet. It's a beautiful thing that they want to get to chap around the mitzvah a little bit. So what's the problem? And so therefore, the Bar Halacha says, I'll tell you what's really going on in that Mordechai. The Mordechai is talking about, if you have an individual who is held in prison, should we gather a minyan for that person in order to lane for him? And there the Mordechai is saying, no, don't do that. But if there's a minyan of people already in prison, then of course, if there's a minyan of people, minyan of Jews in hell, being held in captivity, held in prison, whatever it is, then bring a Sefer Torah. Why? Says the Bar Halacha, because when you have an individual in a room all by himself, and there isn't a minyan of people, there's no chiyuv kriyas haTorah. The chiyuv, the responsibility to do kriyas haTorah, the obligation to kriyas haTorah is on the tzibur. So if you have a tzibur together, if you have a group of 10 people together, then yeah, then there's a chiyuv to bring a Sefer Torah and to learn from it. In fact, that's what he says, that should be the case. In other words, then, according to the Bar Halacha, while it is true that the Mechaber paskins, that for people who are locked up, you don't bring a Sefer Torah to them, says the Bar Halacha, that's only if there's no minyan. If there's a minyan of people there, then of course you should bring the Sefer Torah. And in fact, the El Yeraba sounds this way. If you take a look at the El Yeraba is trying to figure out, what do you do? There's communities that if there was a house that was attached to the Beis HaKnesses, and there was a mace, there was a corpse kept in that house. So the Kohanim couldn't go into the shul. So what would they do? So they'd bring the Sefer Torah out and bring it to someone's house in order to make a minyan for the Kohanim. How could you do that? How could you schlep around the Sefer Torah? So one of the suggestions that the Ali Rabbah gives is that that's okay because it's a tzibur. And the tzibur is stuck. What are all those Kohanim supposed to do? When the tzibur is stuck, then there's permissibility. Then that's not considered to be a bizayon to the Sefer Torah. So what do we have then? What we have is that when it comes to moving a Sefer Torah for a Chola, it's true there were two versions of how to understand the Arzarua that we brought down in the Daki Moshe, but at the end of the day, the Ramah Paskins, like the Agos Hashri's understanding of the Arzarua, that it can't just be, you can't schlep a Sefer Torah to a person who is ill. It has to be a person who is ill, who is an Adam Chashav. He has to be a prominent person, a person of stature. But while the Mechaber is very machmer and says, if you have people who are held in prison, then you don't bring a Sefer Torah to them, the Bar Halacha says, no, that's not true. Even if it's true, you're copying and pasting the Mordechai, but that's only going to be the case if there isn't a minyan of people there. If there is a minyan of people who are stuck, then of course you bring a Sefer Torah because there is a chiyuv of kriyas haTorah on those people. Comes the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham explains, this is the Magen Avraham Kuf Lamed Hey, and in Os Chaf Gimel, he says, what about for Parsha Zachar? Says the Magen Avraham, for Parsha Zachar, there is leniency for a Chola, that you can schlep a Sefer Torah for a Chola. Now, and if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat in Orachaim Kuf Lamed Hey, Sifkat Mem Vav, he paskins like that Magen Avraham, that you can in fact be makel for a chola when we're dealing with Parsha Zachar, because Parsha Zachar is a din d'oraisa. Now, wait a second. Do you need a minion though, in order to lain? So Rav Chaim Kanievsky understood. If you take a look in Yishei Yisrael at the very back, there's a tshuvas. So in tshuvas Shin Sani Gimel, he seems to understand in the Mishnah Berurah that it seems likely that the Mishnah Berurah meant that this is specifically if there is a minyan for the chola, then you schlep it to the chola's house in order to lend from the Sefer Torah. But you're not going to bring it to the Sefer Torah's house just so that he's going to sit there reading it, or that you're going to sit there reading it without a minyan of people there. So then what that means is that when it comes to an Adam Gadol and a person who is a person of stature, we had the perspective of the Maran Padua that it has to be a person who is a Gadol B'Torah, which was how the Grub Paskin. But then we also have the opinion of the Tashbis Katan that it's even an Usher, which Ramosha seemed to take seriously. Bir Lach also, by the way, he references that Tashbis Katan. He's not so thrilled with it, but he does reference it. That's in terms of the gadol. And if you have a gadol, so we have the Ramah paskening that for a gadol b'Torah, or maybe even an usher, it is permitted to shlep et sefer Torah for that person. What about for a person who's a chola? So then, if you paskin like the Or HaZeruah, it has to be a chola who is also an adam chashuv. If you paskin like the Bi'ur HaLacha would tell you that for a person, if there's a minyan of people, then you schlep things to them. Just like for people who are imprisoned, you schlep things to them if you have a minyan of them, because then there's a chiv kirsat Torah. But if you don't have a minyan of people held in captivity, whatever it is, then you don't bring the sefer Torah to them. That's what the Mordechai was talking about. But when it comes to Parsha Zachar, the rules are different. For Parsha Zachar, you can be mikol for a chola, that you can schlep a sefer Torah to him, in order to lane from it, as long as there is a minyan present. Now, one last thing before we wrap this all up is that, is there any difference between a community Sefer Torah and a private Sefer Torah? Is there any difference between a Sefer Torah that's owned by the tzibur, that's held in the shul, versus a personal Sefer Torah? So if you look in the Tzitz Eliezer, the Tzitz Eliezer deals with this issue. And it's in the same couple of tshuvas. This one is in Yud Ches Vav, where the Tzitz Eliezer says that based on the Gemara Numa, remember that Gemara Numa Daf Ayin, the Gemara discussed how all those Jews, when the Kohen Gadol was done with Kriyas HaTorah, they'd bring Sefer Torah in order. They'd bring their own Sefer Torah. How could they bring their own Sefer Torah? How are they schlepping it around? Says the Tzitz Eliezer, it's because those Sefer Torah were written with the intent to move around because they were personal Sefer Torah. When you have personal Sefer Torah that were written with the intent to be schlepped around, then there's het, then there's leniency. And in fact, he points to the Har Tzvi. He points to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, who also he makes a similar distinction. He says that there's a difference between the Sefer Torah of a tzibor and the Sefer Torah of a yachid, of an individual. When you have a Sefer Torah of a tzibor, then that has a special dignified place in the Arna Kodesh, in the Beis HaKnesses, it's kavua there, so you can't schlep it around. That wasn't meant to be schlepped around. For a yachid, but for a personal person's person's own personal Sefer Torah that was written for them, then you're allowed to schlep it around, although Tzvi Pesach Frank says you're not allowed to schlep around too much. You're only allowed to schlep it around at best from one shul to the other, but nothing more than that. But then we have the Baal Chikri Lev. The Baal Chikri Lev, that's Rav Yifral Yosef Chazan. Rav Yifral Yosef Chazan, he paskined, actually, that not only are you allowed to move around the Sefer Torah that belongs to an individual, you're allowed to move around wherever you want. It's only the Sefer Torah Shel Tzibor, it's only the Sefer Torah of the community that has a special place, that special Malkum Kavua, that's the Sefer Torah that you're not allowed to move around. They're not allowed to schlep around unnecessarily, but if it's a Sefer Torah or Shel Yachid, then there's no problem schlepping that around. So now, let's put this all together. To summarize, before we wrap it all up, for starters, we talked about how there's an issur to schlep around Sefer Torah. We talked about the Gemara in Sota Lamates, where the Tzitz Eliezer derives from that Gemara, that there is an issur to schlep things around. We also know that Zohar and Vayechi also is very harsh against moving Sefer Torah. The Gemara in Shami sounds like the default is that you're not allowed to schlep around Sefer Torah. On the other hand, we know that there are heterim to schlep around the Sefer Torah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Chavala for a Melech, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin for all Klai Yisrael when the Kohen Gadol was finished laning, the Yushami at the end of the Gemara in Yuma. So what's going on? So what we basically explained is the Yisod of the Yushami, that for those people who are Gedolim, then it's permitted to schlep the Sefer Torah for them. What are Gedolim? That's where we have the Maran Padua, that a Gadol is a person who is a Chashav, person who is a Gadol B'Torah. However, there is the Tashbis Katan, who seem to understand that it's not just a Gadol B'Torah, it's even an Usher is potentially considered to be a Gadol, as far as schlepping around the Sefer Torah is concerned. That was the first major point of the Maran Padua, that the Gadol is Chashav, a person who's a Gadol B'Torah. The second point is that if you're schlepping the Sefer Torah, it's not schlepping around the Sefer Torah, you're keeping it in one spot, you're designating a place for it, you're keeping it for a couple of days over there, then there's no problem. In terms of Pesach Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Mordechai, and the Ramah adds in Maran Padua. That was in terms of That was in terms of defining the gala. What about when it comes to a person who's ill? So is it permitted to shlof a sefer Torah for that person? So for starters, number one, we talked about the Hagos HaShri's understanding of the Or Zeruah, which is how the Rama paskins, that the chola has to be a person who is a chashav person in order for us to shlof a sefer Torah to that chola. The second point was the Ber Halacha's point, which is that why would we be so machmir for someone who's desperately trying to get hold of a sefer Torah? The answer is that if the person is stuck and he's a yachid, there's no chiyuv kriyas haTorah. But if there's a minyan of people, then it's permitted to shlof the sefer Torah over to them. We said that the Eli Rabba supported that. And finally, we had the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham was lenient when it comes to chola, when it comes to zachar, because zachar is a din d'oraisa. The Mishnah actually paskins that way, that you could be mekel, although that has to be specifically if you have a minyan. And the last thing we talked about was the heter for moving around the sefer Torah. The is there a difference between the community sefer Torah and a private sefer Torah? And we'll basically said that Sicily, as we talks about this, the RT talks about this, the Bachar Galev talks about it, and what we basically say is that there is a difference between them. You're definitely allowed to move around the personal sefer Torah more freely if it was written with the intent to be moved around. That's how the Sicily answer understands. Question of whether you're allowed to move around from one shul to another, or if you're allowed to move it around totally freely, like the chikri leiv. Now, I should add, we didn't talk about this before, but I should add, when the Maran Padua said this, he said that you have to set up shop for the Sefer Torah, and you have to give it a designated place for a day or two, in order for you to schlep with the Sefer Torah wherever you want. So, that's a very good heter. The heter that he's giving us is that it doesn't really make a difference to whom you're bringing it, as long as there is a place, a designated place, that you keep over there for a couple of days. That's not a problem. Now, is it actually a couple of days? So that is a little bit of a debate in the Achronim. The El Yerabba understands it's not about days. It's about having a Makom Kavua for the Sefer Torah. And as long as you have a Makom Kavua for the Sefer Torah, then there's no problem. So what that means is that before davening, you have to make sure, he says, even the day of, you bring the Aron, you bring a Bima, you make sure that the Sefer Torah is a special place to go back to when it's done in this room, then that's perfectly fine, even if it's on the day of. Now, for the Tzitz Eliezer, remember, he was concerned about the Kotel Plaza. If you have all those minyanim over there, and you have these people who have one minyan is schlepping over a Sefer Torah from some other place in the corner. So what he recommended is, he said, look, really that's not ideal. First, really the way it should be is you should bring over the whole Aron before you start davening. If that's not possible, then try to bring over the Sefer Torah before davening, and then you start davening with the Sefer Torah already there. If that's not possible, then the entire minyan who's planning on davening should go together, and they should pick up the Sefer Torah together, accompanying the Sefer Torah as it's going from wherever you're getting it from, by the plaza. Okay, so that's in terms of the Pesachim. So to put this all together, in terms of what are the possibilities, what are the possible ways to fulfill Zachar for a person who's in quarantine? So first of all, in terms of schlepping around in Sefer Torah, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, you don't go around schlepping in Sefer Torah just for a chola to lane if there is no minyan. It's not possible. And so similarly, if a person is considered to be in quarantine, that the medical experts are telling him that he's not allowed to leave, I don't think he's that much different than a person who's chavish or a person who is a chola. You shouldn't go. You can't go schlepping around the Sefer Torah from chola to chola. From person to person, that's not acceptable. If there is no minion to lay now, could be if there is a minion in the house, then because it's zachar, then there is a heter to schlep it around, like we would be passing with the Magen Avraham. So that is one way to do this. Another way is that if you can use the Maran Padua together with El Yerabba, namely that you make sure that there's a Makom Kavua. You bring the Sefer Torah, but you make sure, maybe you bring it before davening, and you make sure that there's an Aron to keep it in some sort of a box, although it doesn't really have to be an Aron. There is a Prima Gadam about that it doesn't have to be a super fancy kind of an Aron. It could even be, he's discussing a Chava, some sort of a barrel. Either way, if you make a Makom that's Kavua for the Sefer Torah by bringing it before davening, or keeping it over there for a few days, that's also fine. There's no problem in that case. Or alternatively, if a person owns a private Sefer Torah, then there's a lot more freedom to move that around. You can schlep that around from place to place. You know, it could be that it depends on what the intentions were for when it was written. But what about if there is no Sefer Torah available? Then what do you do? So then that goes back to what we talked about before. In theory, you could, in theory, be Yotze by reading from a Chumash. Certainly, if you all like the that there is no chiyuv on the tzibor, but if there is a chiyuv on the individual, so I should reference what we talked about from the Tshuvas Vanagas, like for the women, in theory, it is possible to be yotze by reading from a chumash. If a person is an adam chashiv, now depending, it could be that if that adam chashiv is a person who's an adam gadol b'torah, or maybe even if he's an usher, then there is a possibility that you're allowed to shlep a sefer Torah. I should have mentioned that before. Bidyavid, and this is important to note, we talked about this in the first part of the shir, that for the Magen Avraham, remember, we said that there were two unique ways to fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar that you wouldn't typically consider. One was the Magen Avraham, that he said, in theory, you could be Yotze with Vayavo Amalek, and two, with meaning the laning that you do on Purim morning, and the second way was also like the Marcheshes. If you learn like the Marcheshes, Revegas, that Bidyavid, you can be Yotze by just hearing the Megillah itself. Okay.